Ligli Nishmas Abba Mari Zichrono Livracha. But the end of Siman Tav Kuf Nun Dalet. Malkam Shanagu Lasos Malacha Betishabav Osin. But Malkam Shalasu Shalal Lasos Ein Osin. There's no fundamental Isra Malacha on Tishabav like on a Yom Tov or on a Shabbos. However, there were different minhagim, and some places had a minhag not to do malacha, then you're not allowed to do malacha. But if you're in a place where they do malacha, so then it's mutter. The reason for the minhag not to do is that it shouldn't take your mind off the avelus, because the work can be distracting and takes your mind off of the avelus. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says ubachol makom. Talmid Chachamim b'telim. Talmid Chachamim always didn't work on Tisha B'Av. Tochal Arotza, Lasos, Atzmo, Talmud Chacham, Linyan Zeh Osa. And whoever wants to make himself a Talmud Chacham and Dafka not do Malacha, he's allowed to. It's not called showing off. Because here, the purpose of it is in order to really try to keep your mind on the Avelus. Now, the Ramah writes, V'lonoagu Isser Malacha Kimad Chatzos. The meaning is you don't do Malacha until Chatzos. Any job that takes some time is prohibited to do until Chatzos. Like turning on a light, lighting candles, or tying a knot, that's mutter even in the morning before Chatzos, because it won't take your mind at all away from the Avelus. The poskim say housework as well should be postponed until afternoon. But in the afternoon, then it's mutter to make the beds and to wash the dishes. The Aruch Shulchan quotes that it's better, if possible, to push that off for the entire day of Tisha B'Av. But Mikir Adin, we assume that even according to the Minog, it's mutter to prepare food and wash dishes and make the beds in the afternoon. When you're washing the dishes, the poskim say you should try to lower the enjoyment. Either use cold water, or if you're going to use warm water, you would wear gloves. Now, the Shulchan Aruch continues. Even in a place where you don't do malacha on Tisha B'Av, mutter ayde einu Yehudi, I feel abeso. You can have a guy do work for you, even in your house. On Tisha B'Av, there's no halacha here at all of Amir Lakam. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that outdoor work, like construction work or gardening, it's not appropriate that everyone sees the goy doing work for you on Tisha B'Av, so that should not be done on Tisha B'Av, even Ayidei Goy. What about business activity? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Prakamtia d'yuchavichu listakir b'mokam shenagu shlo lasos malacha aser. In a place where the minig is not to do work, you don't do business work either. Now, what about where it's mutter? B'mokam shenagu lasos, where people do work, it's mutter. Ella, it's proper to be memayit. Because all of Av, you're supposed to be memayit in your business activity. So the custom is that Chayotim writes, the minig is we don't do any business dealings in the morning until Chatzos. And if possible, we try to not do business activities in the afternoon either, and certainly keep it to a minimum, because all of the 9 days you should have been keeping the business dealings to a minimum as well. Certainly on Tisha B'Av itself. The poskim quote that buying and selling food is mutter even before Chatzos. That's an exception to the general minhag. Now, Sif Kav Gimel. Melechas Davar Ha'aved is mutter. If it's going to cause a financial loss, then it's mutter, like it's mutter on Chol HaMoed as well. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a case, if there's a Yerid, if there's a big sale, that there'll be a financial loss if you don't take care of it even before Chatzos, then it would be mutter. However, again, the poskim say, the Mishnah Berurah and others say, that if possible, it should be done through a goy, or at least to push it off until after Chatzos. Sif Kaf Dalet. Kol Ose Melacha B'Tisha B'Av Ein Aro Sim Brachem Yose Melacha. If one does malacha that's not allowed to be done on Tisha B'Av, so then you won't see a siman bracha from that malacha. You're not going to gain from it in the long run. You won't see a blessing from that malacha. Okay. Sif Kaf Hei. Kol Ocha B'Shoseh B'Tisha B'Av Ein Ara B'Simchas Yerushalayim. Whoever eats on Tisha B'Av won't be zocha to see the Simcha of Yerushalayim when the Mashiach comes. If you mourn over the Beis Hamikdash properly, then you will be zocha to see it within the Simcha of the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash. If you eat meat or wine during the Suda Mafsekes, your sin should affect your bones. It's a curse. A person should really try to mourn over the loss of the Beis Hamikdash. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Kedayu Beis Elkeinu Litzar Chabano Al Kapanim Yom Echad Vashana." A person should have avails at least one day a year. You're supposed to always be sad about the loss of the Beis Hamikdash. There was an old custom to say Tikkun Chatzos every day, but at least on Tisha B'Av. And this is why, if a person, let's say, does have to eat on Tisha B'Av, he shouldn't indulge in very, you know, good tasting food. Just eat the basics, because you have to really join into the avelus as much as possible. This is a famous sentence in the Mishnah Berurah. Kedayu Beis Elokeinu Litzaro Charbano Al Kol Panim Yom Echad Bashana. The Beis Hamikdash is so important. At least one day a year we should properly mourn the Beis Hamikdash. In general, one should not take his mind off the avelus on Tisha B'Av. Any activity which might divert one's mind from mourning is prohibited. Later on, we'll see the Mishnah Berurah talks about not just having stam idle conversation for no reason. There should be a purpose, either about the avelus or some sort of a purpose. The Poskim quote an interesting case. If Tisha B'Av falls out on Thursday, and you're afraid you won't have time to get ready for Shabbos properly on Friday, then it's mutter to cook and prepare for Shabbos already on Thursday. And Rav Nevensol says, even before Chatzos, meaning assuming for some reason you won't be able to get ready on Friday, you won't have enough time, then that's called a Shabbos need, and that would be mutter on Thursday, if necessary, given your circumstances. Okay, we'll stop here.